Now listen to part of a lecture on this topic in a sociology class.
Okay, so schools are a good example of a place where this can happen. We have schools, of course, as a place for children to be educated, and teachers are hired to actually educate the students, right? Their job is to ensure that the citizens of our society will have an education. But in order for teachers to give children a good education, there are various requirements they need to impose. Like, for instance, coming to class on time, which is important, right, for the learning process to go smoothly. It's directly related to making sure kids get a good education. But sometimes these requirements, well, they can actually work against students getting a good education. Like, say in one school, they have a policy that students must always show up to class on time. And a teacher in that school, to ensure that students show up on time, this teacher insists that if students arrive late, they aren't allowed in the classroom. And no matter what the reason, anytime a student shows up late, the teacher enforces this, won't let them in the class. Well, although the policy seems to be in the best interest of a child getting a good education, because it's meant to ensure students get the most possible learning time, well, think about it. If students do end up showing up late to class for whatever reason, they'll have to miss the entire class, which means they'll miss out on the opportunity to learn. So in effect, too much emphasis on the policy can get in the way of the child's education.